The small town of Wilder, Idaho, normally doesn't get much media attention. But yesterday, all that changed when Ivanka Trump and Apple CEO Tim Cook visited Wilder Elementary School. In a letter to parents on Monday, Superintendent Jeff Dillon wrote that Trump and Cook would be visiting to see how the school district is incorporating Apple technology into student learning. 2 years ago, the district got an Apple grant to buy an iPad for each student. This is part of the White House Connected initiative that President Barack Obama started back in 2013. Here's some of what happened outside the school yesterday. Our Matt Gillum and Nicole Foyt with the Idaho Press were two of many reporters who were in Wilder yesterday covering this. Both join me live in studio to talk more about that. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gemma.
This was fascinating, to say the least. And from a social media standpoint, looking at it on Twitter from many reporters that were there, but also the fact that there were then protesters, counter-protesters. Nicole, you got there at 7:30 in the morning yesterday. Walk me through what that was like.
Well, I guess at 7:30 in the morning, you know, there were definitely more reporters there than protesters. Mm-hmm. You could already see that this school district was starting to tell reporters to, you know, we were being escorted out of the lobby. You know, we weren't allowed to stand on school district grounds. There were already a couple of people, mostly some of the protesters from Poder of Idaho were mm-hmm. already there. We had a couple of parents who showed up right 7:30, possibly before that, who were holding signs criticizing the iPad program. There was already a lot happening, and it was a couple hours away from Tim Cook or Ivanka Trump arriving. Mm-hmm.
And Matt, when you arrived, it was a little bit later, but at this point now, it is protesters showing up as well as the counter-protesters. Tell me about what that was like when you got there, and then you were told you had to, you know, be on the other side of the street from the school.
I mean, like, demonstrators were still actively there, despite the fact that, you know, Tim Cook and Ivanka Trump were in that school for 2 hours or over 2 hours, and you think about their access to the outdoor and the real world in that visit was mere seconds. Transiting from car to school is all they were exposed to those protesters, but people stood there in the cold, in the rain, 4 hours to have their voices heard. And there was probably, you know, maybe around 10 Trump supporters that were dedicated and there throughout the entirety of the visit. And then there were those the sort of counter Trump mm-hmm. protesters from Poder, Idaho, that were making their voices heard. And it was everybody did not seem to be affected by the rain or the cold. Everybody wanted to make sure that they were seen and heard, and they were vocal, and they went back and forth fairly frequently.
And you actually got some sound from one person. Why don't you set that up for us really quick, and then we'll play the clip.
Right. I was standing out there, and Ivanka Trump comes out, and the anti-Trump protesters start shouting about you know, her. They're saying you gas children because of the actions last week going on down at the border. And I talked to Estefania Mondragon, who is an activist with PODER. It's Protecting Our Dreams and Empowering Resistance. They're a pro-immigration group that support undocumented people, and this is what she had to say.
We've gotten a lot of calls from people within, like, the Wilder community, you know, saying that they want, are not happy about, you know, this visit of Ivanka Trump. And a lot of people are scared to say anything because for fear of retribution. It's a very small town here, so people are scared to even speak up. So we hosted a, like, Facebook event for people and just trying to get the community's voice heard.
Do you think it's meaningful that the president's daughter came to this tiny Idaho town?
I just think it's interesting that she did because, you know, this is a time where the Trump administration is gassing people on the border. And now she's here in a predominantly Latinx town trying to do photo ops with brown children. So it's just interesting how quickly they are trying to politicize an event that's happening in the border and trying to do damage control.
Are you pleased with the turnout today?
You know, for last minute, I think we started organizing like at 9 p.m. It's not so bad. And then also a huge part of the leadership was from students within Wilder High School taking initiative themselves and self-organizing and coming out here and walking out because they are not in favor of the way things are being taught and also just not in favor of the Trump administration's policies. So big thank you to the students of Wilder for self-organizing.
And Nicole, let's talk about what happened with the media there yesterday. And I bring this up because I think it's worth talking about, is that there was one local media outlet that was allowed inside the school. It was the Idaho Statesman. Mm-hmm. Cynthia Sewell was allowed in. I think that she wrote a great article last night about explaining the rules and the regulations that she was under, but also the fact that the national ABC affiliate was allowed in. So then there was this whole idea that was this just a photo op, basically, or as we just heard, a publicity stunt?
Yeah, and it was really interesting. And like you said, I think Cynthia, you know, really explained, you know, how it worked, how it broke down, because, you know, coming to our town and our mm-hmm. obviously local media want to be involved, especially when local media broke the story and want and are interested in, you know, why are you coming to Canyon County? Can we talk about this program that you're supporting? And, you know, as Cynthia explained, like this was something that the Statesman was invited to on Monday. And it's we were pushed across the off school district grounds. And again, like that is something that happens.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
And of course, if you're offered a chance to interview these people,
wasn't allowed to interview them.
Yeah.
She was allowed to quote observe.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And to be clear, we have had other people involved with presidential cabinets come to the Treasure Valley before. I remember when Laura Bush, when she was the first lady, came to the Treasure Valley. And every news outlet was informed beforehand. Every person had to give a name to the White House as to who could interview her. And then it's kind of like a cattle call, right? Because these certain reporters had to be vetted. And then you got like 10 minutes with the first lady. And everybody got that time. I have worked in larger markets, and this is how it works. And in Cynthia's article yesterday, she explained that this is normally what happens. This didn't happen. And you worked on this for 2 weeks, Nicole.
Yeah. So about 2 weeks ago, almost exactly 2 weeks ago, actually, I received a couple tips that Wilder Elementary was going to have visitors from the White House and CEO Tim Cook. And it was something that I worked for 2 weeks to confirm by, of course, my first call was the superintendent. And when I called him and talked with him about this on November 13th, he said he had absolutely no knowledge what I was talking about. Of course, I said, broader, are you expecting any visitors? Is there anything like this that could possibly be happening in the future that you're in discussions? Absolutely not. It was also something that I called and spoke to the Wilder police chief about. Are you expecting any VIPs to your town that you're going to have to coordinate with? Absolutely not. And so from there on, I just had to do whatever I could to try to, you know, contacting, mm-hmm. you know, what media contacts were available to me at the White House, calling the Apple Media line and emailing their line, filing public records requests for the superintendent's schedule and for the, any emails back and forth. Still haven't received back the emails, but did get a copy of the superintendent's schedule with the entire Tuesday blank with no events. So it was something that we knew was happening, but there was no way to confirm the information when the people who did know were saying that they did mm-hmm. not. And the people who were telling us that this was happening, we couldn't quote them without jeopardizing their anonymity. So it wasn't until those letters started going out and we got physical written confirmation
from parents,
from parents saying this is happening, mm-hmm. that I could finally run with the story.
So let's talk about another part of this that really hasn't gotten as much attention. And these are students who were protesting And some of them, yes, protesting the Trump administration, but some of them protesting this Apple initiative.
Yes. So, and it was really interesting also because that's another story that's been on my radar for a while because wrote about it in our story that was in the paper this morning. It's been more than a year that several parents, Wilder community members, students have been trying to get someone to listen to them about their concerns with not just this iPad program, but also the Wilder School District's overall mastery-based education, where you know, it's not entirely tied to some standard curriculum, but more about personalized education. This is the, completing a subject level at your own pace, and then you are then passed on to the next topic. And you know, they've written the state superintendent. A lot of letters were sent to the Hispanic Commission because, of course, the Wilder school district is something like 75% Latino and Hispanic students. And there's been a very steady attempt to get these concerns before people who will listen to them. They don't feel like they've been listened to. The school district and the school board says they have been working with the parents. And so it was kind of interesting to see all of that just spill out in front of, it was a lot of media attention. And, a lot of the students and the parents who came out there, they said, we're not going to let this stand when we have been trying to get our voices heard on this matter. And this program that we are concerned about is being highlighted.
Because frankly, at the end of the day, what those children are learning or not learning will affect them every single day, whether a VIP shows up or not.
Yeah, and there were a lot of, of course, it was mostly focused on the elementary school where the visitors were. We had a lot of high school students who came out said, I'm not sure I'm ready for college because I don't feel like what I've been learning in these programs, I don't feel like I've been prepared. And they're going to college. They got in, but they're really concerned. Of course, it could just be general concern about whether you're ready to,
go to college.
Right. But, that's what they're out there to say is like, we don't feel like we've been adequately prepared. Mm-hmm. And, whether it's fair or not, they were blaming the iPad program.
Matt, final thoughts on covering this yesterday and being in the midst of all of that?
I mean, I think it's very apparent that this was very much tried to be an under-the-radar visit, as much as you can get the first daughter in and out of a rural Idaho community in a clandestine way. But the fact that you have even the governor's office and a governor like Brad Little saying they didn't really have any word or notice of this until Monday as well, they weren't invited to this event. So, I mean, something like this would usually be, replete with splendor and red carpets and every dignitary in town showing up. And there was a line of SUVs about, 25 people, 30, if you include all the media out in front of that school. And that was it. And then they're whisked in and out. And we have reports later in the day that Ivanka Trump is having an omelet at Moon's. And then off she goes. It was a strange experience, to say the least.
Surreal in a way.
And I have to say, it was very interesting to me that none of these, the superintendent, the governor, no other people were invited. And I have to be honest, like for those 2 weeks when I was trying to confirm this, this is what made me think it was actually not happening is because there were none of the traditional like figures you would think that would be attending an event like this had any idea what I was talking about and certainly weren't going, as we saw yesterday.
Well, I really appreciate you two coming in and breaking this down for us and getting a little bit more in depth about it. My guest today, Nicole Foy with the Idaho Press, and our own Matt Gillum. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.